Now, the rest of the story. Ever since Charlie can remember, at least since his early 20s, his hands have shaken. Oh, yes, he's been to lots of doctors about it. Yet none has discovered a reason for the trembling. And it's been getting worse recent years. Charlie has always wondered, might it be connected in any way with his lifelong depression? Because that, well, that really is the rest of the story. Pleasant a fellow as Charlie is, much as he smiles, much as he laughs, he battles an inexplicable personal darkness and has from the time he was a boy. Charlie has a description for the black cloud that hangs over him. He says it's like the feeling you'd get when you get up in the morning of a funeral. Apprehension, anxiety, and grief. And he's had it all his life. He thinks his father had the same thing. Charlie says his father, Carl, buried himself in his work rather than face anything new in the world. Buried himself alive in long hours, pretty much the way Charlie has done all these years. Charlie is skeptical, sometimes fearful of digressing from his daily routine. He has tried to vacation, tried plenty of times, but he's canceled most such plans of late because, well, the farther he gets from home and the longer he's away, even if it's no more than a couple of days, the old black tragic creeps in and he has to hurry back. When Charlie's not working, usually he's reading. He loves to read. He's been reading a lot about obsessive behavior recently, partly because he's fascinated by the mystery of his own obsessions. His profession is foremost among them. Recovering from a divorce, he moved into his own office. He just lived there day and night for an entire year thereafter, thus to be nearer his work. Oh, I don't think I mentioned Charlie's therapy for the depression that's dogged him chronically all of his life. The thing that he does that best dispels the nameless, baseless anxiety is drawing. He loves to draw things. He sits down and draws silly pictures, as he calls them. But afterward, he says he always feels better. Some people paint on canvas. Some people play a musical instrument. Charlie says the therapeutic activity that seems to counteract whatever ails him is drawing. It's complicated, of course, because his hand shakes. That means the pencil lines are unsteady and unsmooth, but Charlie goes over those pencil lines with a pen, evens them out, and the product is something of which he can be proud. You may or may not have had a mental picture of Charlie, but now you're going to have a portrait to carry with you, a study in gray, the image of a man at a drawing board, painstakingly, obsessively creating a world into which you and I have ventured for four decades. A world of precocious children and subtle wisdom, entitled simply, Peanuts. Peanuts. You have always known that a man named Charlie, Charles Schulz, was the illustrator, creator of Peanuts and of a hapless little cartoon boy called Charlie Brown. Good grief, Charlie Brown. But you haven't realized that that little boy was born in the mind of a man bedeviled by not so good grief, and that all of those drawings were done with a trembling hand. That is the rest of the story.